Hey, good morning.
Just
how are you all?
We are great.
I am the best I've ever been, to be honest.
Carly is fangirling big time. Carly has been so excited for this chat. Carly, do we want to talk a little bit off air what you've said and bring it to air? Is that too
soon? Taylor, you've heard it all before. You were the husband of a generation. You know, every girl my age wanted to marry you. I'm sorry I'm making this weird,
so
but
weird.
You know, I think you've probably come across a lot of this in your career.
Well, that is very kind. It's a lot to carry to be the husband of an entire generation.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to meet you. And I mean, wow, music connects with people, right? It's one of those incredible, rare things. And apparently it causes people to make life plans, which we didn't anticipate.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the reasons was obviously you were like the heartthrobs of a generation, but the songs that you sung were just these beautiful love songs. Obviously, we know Mbop, but when you listen to a lot of the songs, and even the new stuff you're putting out, you guys write beautiful love songs.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a very inspiring thing to write about. And love has inspired writing of music and inspired art for centuries, right? And music makes you feel connected. It makes you feel human. It makes you feel like you're not alone. And that's a powerful, powerful thing.
Now, Taylor, Carly, obviously, next level. I've never seen her any like this at all. What is the weirdest dealing you've had with a fan like Carly? What is what is the strangest interaction you've had? Because this has got to be nowhere near compared to some of these fangirls.
I think they're trying to put poor Carly on the spot and saying that how to deal with such a crazy fan. Let me just tell you, having a quote-unquote fans or people following the band, sticking with the band, knowing the band is incredible. And believe me, she is not on the creepy scale. I can tell you on off-channel what creepy looks like. It's not really... I think it's beyond fandom. Some people just kind of lose sight of reality, and thankfully, most fans are not that way.
I need to ask. This is the one question I have to ask. The meme that's gone around for years now, it's the one, it's your picture, your family's up there, Hanson's up there, and underneath it has the word Nirvana. And since then, it has gone viral as a T-shirt. It's gone viral, of course, as the meme. What is your thoughts on that? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
So, yes, we've seen all over the world people with the swaps, the picture of the band.
Yeah.
You have the two different versions. Some have a picture of Nirvana that says Hanson. I've seen that, and I've seen Hanson over there.
Yeah.
And huge respect for Nirvana.
Yeah.
We grew up in the era of grunge. Like that's when we were listening to radio, which is funny because we obviously people didn't think of us as sounding like a grunge band, but we were kids when that was breaking, so we were fans. I love the fact that those two things are happening, because part of what it says is, like, with time, you get a lot more perspective, and then you realize, oh my God, like Hanson and Nirvana are like, they're both like garage bands from the Midwest that kind of look like they could be the same band. That doesn't even make sense, you know. But with 20 years on the history books, everything starts to kind of change your perspective. So I think it's great.
Well, that's good to see, because I'm going to buy that T-shirt later on today. And I look forward to rocking it. And I'll tell you what, I'll be wearing it while I listen to your brand new singles, Write You a Song, as well as Child at Heart. Make sure everyone's checking these out. Taylor from the band Hanson, it has been a pleasure. I'll let Carly say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.
It would be remiss of me, Taylor. Just can I have one second of a moment, because 14-year-old Carly won't forgive herself if I don't do this. Love you. It's been great.
So weird.
Well, hey, I'm from afar. I very much appreciate your expression of affection. And so we're going to find our way down to Australia. So come see us.
All right, gorgeous. Steer clear of Carly. Thanks, Taylor. Bye.